Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. I'm Rika Lasalm, and this season we're diving deep into the most crucial aspect of any relationship, communication. Today's episode is all about why communication is the foundation of every strong relationship. Whether you're in a new relationship, married for years, or looking to strengthen your connection with your partner, the way you communicate can make all the difference. So let's explore why communication is so important, common pitfalls to avoid, and actionable steps you can take to improve the way you and your partner talk, listen, and connect. Welcome to Love in Focus, the power of communication in relationships. In this episode, we explore how to sustain positive communication habits over the long term, ensuring that your relationship continues to grow in trust, intimacy, and understanding. Why consistency is the key to strong communication. Communication is a habit that must be maintained over time. Small, daily check-ins are more effective than waiting until problems arise. Relationships evolve, and so should the way you and your partner communicate. Here are five common reasons couples stop communicating effectively. Taking each other for granted, assuming your partner knows how you feel, can lead to emotional distance. Getting too comfortable. Every time, couples may stop making an effort. Letting life get in the way. Work, stress, and responsibilities can push meaningful conversations aside. Avoiding tough conversations. Some couples avoid discussing difficult topics because they think that avoiding them will stop conflicts from arising, which is completely wrong. Forgetting to show appreciation. Regular gratitude strengthens bonds. So, a technique that I really want to emphasize here, that doesn't take a lot of time either, is the weekly relationship check-in. And it's a 10 to 15 minute weekly session where couples reflect on their relationship and discuss concerns, intentional setting. Steps to implement. Choose a time and place. Find a quiet time each week. Start with positives. Each partner shares something they appreciate about the other. Check in on emotional needs. Ask, how have you been feeling in our relationship this week? Address any issues respectfully. Use I statements to discuss concerns. And finally, make a plan for growth. Set small, actionable steps for the upcoming week. And I will give you an example and a case study to better illustrate what I mean. So let's start with a case study here. How Alex and Jordan strengthened their communication over time. Alex and Jordan had been married for 6 years. Every time, their daily conversations became transactional about bills and household responsibility instead of emotions, dreams, and desires. After implementing weekly relationship check-ins, they acknowledged emotional needs before they became major concerns, celebrated small wins to increase appreciation, and addressed minor frustrations early to prevent resentment. And here are my best actionable takeaways for sustaining communication habits. Make communication a daily practice. Regular check-ins prevent small issues from growing. Express appreciation often. Gratitude reinforces positive communication. Adapt and grow together. Communication strategies should evolve as your relationship does. Don't wait until there's a problem. Proactive communication prevents misunderstandings. Use the weekly relationship check-in. Keep communication consistent. The examples provided, including Alex and Jordan's story, are for illustrative purposes only. Results are not implied or guaranteed. If long-term communication issues persist, consider seeking guidance from a licensed relationship counselor. And you can download the transcription in the description below as a free PDF, where I also share some resources that might help you with your communication habits. Thank you for tuning into the final episode of Love in Focus, the Power of Communication in Relationships. It has been an incredible journey exploring how communication shapes relationships. Before we go, don't forget to download the free PDF in the description below. And if you enjoyed this season, leave a review or send in questions for future episodes. Until next time, keep your love in focus and keep the conversation going. And as always, I'm Rika Lusson, the Dating and Relationship Coach of Cairo Dating. And you can contact me for a free session if you purchased this course. And if you haven't, you can still contact me and book a free session to see if we're a good match. Links in the description below.